here at Red Pill Entertainment with Brothers Lazaroff and Thelonious Kryptonite. How are you guys?
Great.
All right. Well.
Brothers Lazaroff are tracking their new record, Hope, Fear, Youth, and they're working with Thelonious Kryptonite for a collaboration called Louis Dubs and the Missouri Fly Guys. Who here was born in St. Louis?
All of us.
All of us.
Everyone.
Everybody.
St. Louis.
And David, I know you moved to Austin for a while.
Yeah, about 13 years.
And then you worked on the Brothers Lazaroff records, respectively, in your own cities for the first few records. So how did that work out?
Well, it was great. But, you know, it was, we would use a lot of Austin people. We'd write, you know, email and phone and all that stuff. But then, you know, it got a little old going back and forth.
So what inspired the move back to St. Louis?
Well, really, the guys here in the room, Grover, Teddy, and Mo, and we had kind of developed this group when we play in St. Louis, and it just was too fun. So I felt like I wanted to be working every week with these guys. So my brother was here too.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I played a role in that.
Excellent.
Goes without saying, my family's here too.
I'm telling Mom.
The older records are still recognizably Brothers Lazaroff, but the musicians are mostly Austin musicians at that point. Before Grover, Mo, and Teddy became mainstay members, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So how did you guys all meet?
This is Jeff. I was living here, and we decided to record a record up here, and we did it with some of the people we played with in Austin came up here, and we were looking for a spot, and we found Jacob Dietering, and he was down at Sawhorse at the time. He's moved to his new spot here on Hampton since then. And we made a record, and it was great, and we were just wanting to play here more locally, and so we asked Jacob about some fellas that he knew, and he instantly said, Grover Stewart is the best drummer in town. Yeah. So we said, that's what so we need. Nice. So we looked up Grover, and Grover said...
On MySpace.
Yeah, on MySpace.
And I still have the email from you.
Wow.
From David, actually.
And so Grover said, well, this gig sounds like it would be great for Teddy, and so Grover brought Teddy in. And then we played, the four of us, for about a year, had a few guys in the band on and off. And then Grover was on a gig with Lamar Harris at the Del Mar Lounge. And David and I went to see that gig. And there was this guy on keys and guitar. And he took this outrageous guitar solo that blew our minds. And at that point, David and I were like, we got to get this guy in the band. And that was Mo. And so we've all been, the five of us have been playing together for about 5 years now.
Thelonious, I know you put out a new EP, Anchor Punch. What was the thought process behind that EP?
I wanted to dedicate an album to Muhammad Ali. And Muhammad Ali, he knocked out Sonny Liston the second time they fought. In one round, one hit, 1 minute of the fight. So he called that punch the anchor punch. And it was like this punch that shocked the world. So it inspired me to... By that being my first, any piece of project that I even put out, period, I felt like what I would be doing would be what Muhammad Ali did. And I called it the Anchor Punch, and then at the same time dedicated it to him, and then turned the project into a montage of Muhammad Ali commentary and things. So you would hear that during the album, his voice throughout the album. Black Spade is on two of the songs. And then I have a producer from Poland out in Australia. I met him on MySpace like in 2009, and we've been Skyping since then. And he made the Anchor Punch song. And then the guy who really laced it up was this guy named Young Flames from Detroit, Michigan, and Lou Screws. The day of the release party, I woke up that morning and I checked my Facebook, and I like Muhammad Ali on, I like his fan page, and they're always like posting stuff, and I see a picture of Muhammad Ali blowing out a birthday cake, and they're like, happy birthday, Muhammad Ali, the day of the release. And I'm just like, wow.
All the stars aligned that day.
Yeah.
What are you listening to these days?
These days, a lot of everything. Little Dragon, Tori Wamore, listening to some old Hendrix like Janet Gypsies, Van Hunt, Janelle Monae. And not a lot of hip-hop, really. And the only thing from hip-hop that I'm listening to is Blue from California.
You want to say a few verses? While you're here?
A few verses. Yeah. Cool, cool. Freestyle cypher right here. All right, check, check. Now, what's the purpose of living if you ain't giving your all? Visions connected to life and your purpose driven, escaping your mental prison. Walking in constant circles in search of a deeper wisdom. Nah, I mean, power searching like I'm on some Gandhi-ish. Be the change you want to be, exercise your mind-ish. Drop jewels, drop science on some Einstein tip. Leader of the new school when I bust a rhyme quick. Webster couldn't define this. Timeless, potent poetry painted from perfect passion. Floating overseas and color surface to masses. Even Fantastic said I was fantastic. My words in motion, my pen choreographed. Papa told me to always use my craft, and my teacher told me if it's a problem, then do the math. Cause I'm dreaming of better days, sitting in some better shade, looking at the sunrise, gone, let that marinate.
Wow. Thelonious Kryptonite. Science. That was nice. It is truly an honor for you guys to announce the formation of Lewis Dubs and the Missouri Fly Guys. I'm so excited about this. It's a really cool collaboration. Who is Lewis Dubs?
Lewis Dubs is actually Thelonious Kryptonite's like artist, alter ego in a way. It's another side and a whole other genre and a perspective. The things that you would expect from Lewis Dubs, you know, with the metaphors and the contents of the lyrics, is going to be that much quality, even though I'm singing.
Brothers Lazaroff, Thelonious Kryptonite, performing Ready. This is Lewis Dubs and the Missouri Fly Guys. Take it away, gentlemen.
Driving me crazy, all the foolishness which driving me daily. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Ready, ready, hope you're ready, hope you're ready, hope you're ready. I hope you're ready, I hope you're ready, I hope you're ready, hope you're ready, hope you're ready. Best trophy that I ever had. Just as quick as she could take my heart, I didn't know that she would break so fast. Why she hurt me so bad? But her loving really felt so good. If she could see the new me right now, she'd probably take it back if she could. Oh no, no, whole new me. $1 million bucks and I'm walking like my ish don't stink. New money in my wallet making cheese, smiling all the way to the bank. Ran into her at a show last weekend, she had a dumb look on her face. She said, I know you miss this cooking at home, won't you come back for a taste? Oh no, no, oh no, me, oh no.
You guys seriously have no regard for genre. I love it. I love your tone. I know you both use the Earth Drive for your guitars. Who makes that pedal?
Brad Sarno of Blue Jay Audio. He also masters all our records. He mastered Hope for Your Youth just a few days ago. And he makes a bunch of really unique electronics. The Black Box, which is a big hit with pedal steel players around the world. And the Earth Drive has probably been his most popular guitar pedal. And, I mean, everyone from Jeff Tweedy and Nels Klein.
Buddy Miller. Trey Anastasio.
Who else? Andy Summers. And people buy this pedal is what they call kind of a clean boost. It can get fairly dirty, but it can also just kind of be like give your guitar that extra tone. Jeff and I both kind of leave it on because it's kind of just a sweetener. And it's something that like I've heard that guys just buy them from them to give them as presents to their friends. Like famous people will buy them. So
St. Louis is really lucky to have Brad. He's just such a positive force in the whole music community, and he's a real genius. And not only that, he's just a super nice guy, and his wife Offset as well. So,
can you guys talk about how this project Louis Dubs and Missouri Fly Guys came to be?
Well, we were rehearsing for a show. Doing some of the stuff we did off Science One Remix. And we ended up kind of falling into like this really rockabilly punk kind of garage groove. It was real country. And Thelonious just started to sing some lyrics, "Won't You Hang With the Fly Guys Tonight?" And kind of sang the whole thing. And it just wrote itself. And we kind of looked at each other and were like, that was kind of crazy. And it was different. And so, you know, went home that night and I had recorded most of the rehearsal. And I cut up the tracks and sent them out there. And so the idea was planted. And then we didn't know if the other each other were serious about it, you know, because everyone was like, that was cool. But we were kind of thought, okay, well, is it a joke, you know, and then it ended up being like, we just had another session and we started writing some more of these tunes. And we had a gig offer and we just decided to take the gig. And then we have a whole story behind, a whole mythology around Louis Dubs and the Missouri Fly Guys that kind of starts in Ukraine in the 1920s. He travels through Ellis Island, through the South, and involves how all of us came together. So it's kind of got a whole backstory that we're going to flush out over the next few months, and hopefully make some recordings and do some more big shows. So
in those recorded sessions were mumbles. Like, I was mumbling lyrics because I just wanted to go off of feeling, and I didn't change, I guess, the cadence or even the melodies. I just kept it like that. And I felt like that was the most organic way to create songs, because the first time you even, usually when an artist hears a beat or a rapper hears a beat, he's freestyling. But when you have musicians playing, the musicians are playing what they're feeling. The singer's singing what he's feeling. And you, it's going to always be there every time you perform, every time you hear it, you're going to feel that feeling. And even when, like, we just got done, you know, the way we rehearse, we always feel it because that feeling was there when we first made it. And I think that's the best way I've ever even made music.
Let's play that remix of Science One from the Science One Remix Project.
Of my mind, super difficult. Truth is unpredictable. Gotta outweather these rain watchers trying to predict the brainstorm and get drained. Proper critical visual with symmetry, holding like a glimpse in your memory. Focus so deep, doing dreams that your soul teleports to other planets. Hold the energy. I simply contrast the battle that's complex. Can a man's dialogue get caught out of context? While comparing the heavens to projects, oh, it's like comparing the God to objects. I keep my hand on my job to progress. Oh, wear my heart on my sleeve and not machines. Trying to convince me I'm biblically in between. Why fictionally pretend? Cause in common sense, scientifically, only one can win. Know what I'm saying?
Cats start by in a flash. Should have kept it all in cash. And she always liked how Mexico wore right up her tongue. She never would admit that science won.
Super scientific.
She never would admit that science won.
Ha, ha. You see the sight from the wonders of night. The day make me more for the trees. Trees make it fire to spark. The spark make it light in the dark. You see they both are playing they part. You see the sight from the wonders of night. The day make me more for the trees. Trees make it fire to spark. The spark make it light in the dark. You see they both are playing they part.
That was Science One from the Science One Remix Project, Thelonious Kryptonite and Brothers Lazaroff. Jeff, David, what was it like performing a Singer in the Round type show for Songbird Cafe?
You know, it was interesting because it's not something we normally do. We don't normally talk about songs as far as kind of what the inspirations of them are. We normally play with a full rhythm section, and so it was different, but it was really nice, and it was really a warm crowd who were all about listening, and that was really, and it was really fun. And Steve does a great job with that whole project and all that. So it was a lot of fun. It was good, and it was great to be there with Elizabeth and with Jenny Rokas as well from Old Iron Skillet.
It's exciting to see where that Songbird Cafe will go from here. I think it's a really great idea.
It's really fun.
And let's talk Hope, Fear, Youth. What was it like recording this upcoming record here at Red Pill?
This is Maurice Mo Edgiston. I play keys. For me, this album was just really exciting because these have become tunes that were really favorites, and I'd become familiar with them from the live shows that we had done. So it was exciting for me to have the opportunity to record it. It was very comfortable, and the way we just came in and just really did the whole album in a short amount of time really captured the live energy of the shows.
One night, the 2-inch tape is what I heard.
That's what I've been told. It's hard to remember that that's how it happened because that was a lot of music. But yeah, it was fun. And I have to say, I'm definitely pleased with how the band sounds.
I know the new single, Battle Hymn. It's a gorgeous song. And let's hear something else from that record, Hope, Fear, Youth. This is Row of Trees by Brothers Lazaroff.
Foot soldiers, so pristine and so fine. I thought I saw my brothers bringing me sweet cherry wine, but I didn't hang my head in shame or fall down on my knees, cause it was just an image to row trees. A countess and the blacksmith walking the same trail. A line of men, both young and old, some so eager, some so frail. No confession, no thoughts of time, not another victim's plea, cause it was just an image through row of trees. Termites carving up cracks. Yeah, the safe was busted open. I guess they'll wanna gather facts. But when the land grows cold and hard, and the roots begin to freeze, it is just an image through row of trees. Defined by conquest, so inherently depraved. Goals to cultivate unrest, and no one here shall be saved. But when justice seems abandoned, with the guilty help to flee, it is just an image through row trees. It is just an image through row trees. It is just an image through row trees.
Row of Trees by Brothers Lazaroff. It'll be on Hope, Fear, Youth. You guys seem to be entering a new phase, perhaps just an old phase revisited and reworked. Brothers, can you talk about the various musical phases of your songwriting career?
Well, I don't think we necessarily totally think of them as phases. I think we just really love everything and kind of just view music as either good or bad. And so
I think that for us, when we started writing, Jeff and I would learn a lot of rock and roll songs, Dylan and all that kind of stuff. But then we kind of went back into the roots and learned a lot of country and bluegrass. And so we were really into that. So a lot of our early stuff has that flavor, you know, just a lot of really rootsy Americana stuff. But, you know, we're also St. Louis kids raised in the 90s. So, I mean, hip hop and all kinds of music was a part of our life. For us, we always kind of like to do what we didn't do the last time. So, I mean, if we've been writing a bunch of stuff that's really amped up psychedelic electric stuff, we usually tend to pick up the acoustics and want to do that. And then, you know, before we know it, we're messing around with some computers. And the thing is with Teddy and Grover and Mo, it's just you can do that. And that's kind of why it works. You know, we kind of keep ourselves entertained by just how we can twist a song around and reinvent it. And so all the stuff off Hope for Your Youth has kind of like been reinvented from its original, you know, way. So that's kind of the way we view music. And these guys can really play every style. And we've learned from each other over the years. I mean, that's been the coolest part. Stuff that we, you know, didn't even know we knew about, we found in each other. Grover took this tune and kind of, I don't know how you describe the beat that you're doing. It's kind of got a little bit of a four on the floor.
House.
Tell them about what you do to it.
I remember the first time I was presented with Dance While You Can when we started playing together. And I was like, okay, what do you want? Now, how do you want it? And they told me so. I was like, huh, I hear it a little differently. So I have an attitude of trying to throw my own little thing on songs. So gave it to him, and Jeff and David loved it, and we went from there. And then later, I noticed with the songs, even though we may play them on a continuous basis, we'll start hearing different things, or somebody in rehearsal might throw something in accidentally, and David will stop, do what you just did. And, you know, that's how the songs develop. Even though they may be the same songs, they're like being refreshed. Basically, with Dance While You Can, it's a nice four on the floor, disco housey drive tune. So that's it.
That's such a good voice.
Dance While You Can by Brothers Lazaroff.
Scoundrels know you're there. Lie long amongst them. Wash your clothes and cut your hair. Swear beneath the chandelier as it crashes to the floor. Pirouette on pointed toes. Go right through the door. Past the Eastern Lady, cooling herself with a fan. Hear her sand underneath her breath. Dance while you can. Well, now the southern fields are burning for those who had the toil. In there so hot you would just melt into soil. Well, I was spent on bending knees, picking away the time. Holding on to hope only by grace of the divine. But I'll douse the fields with ice and bring winter to the plant. Tell every soul I come to know. Dance while you can. Dance while you can. And dance your whole life long. Why you can't do the rhythm of- But now the wedding bell tolls and the congregants all smile. Love so often born anew, if only for a while. And the reception hall contains the hopes of all who could attend, that they're witnessing the real thing, not some game of pretend. The bride's father says to the groom, I'll tell you man to man, only advice I can give, dance while you can.
Dance While You Can by Brothers Lazaroff on the new record, Hope, Fear, Youth. Teddy, I know you're in a few different projects. Creative Pandemonium, what's that all about?
It is, we call it Djembe Soul. That's the brand of the cool music, I guess. And it's pretty cool. Bass, drums, guitar. Well, bass, guitar, several, you know, traditional African drums, you know, don don, sangba, kinkini, djembe, traditional African, West African stuff.
I know you play with Steve Ewing at times.
Yes, at times.
And then, Mo, I know you front Moe All-Stars with Grover.
I do. Grover is the anchor of that on the rhythmic side. And then we have Dwayne Jingo Williams plays percussion with us. And Chris Hansen also plays percussion with us. And when I do it fully live, Ted will play bass with us sometimes as well. But it's kind of a hybrid of my past work in electronic music with my desire to kind of do that sound but completely live. And as Grover already alluded to, he knows a little bit about Four on the Floor and that dance groove. So we're capitalizing on that in full.
And Grover, I know you play with Superhero Killer. I know you just finished tracking over at R&R Music Labs.
Yes, we're still tracking, still working on this new album. Just did the first song, which has turned out very lovely.
What are some upcoming shows you guys have?
Yeah, February 22nd, we are doing the release for the single, Battle Hymn. And we're happy to have the Jumpstarts with us, along with Marmalakes from Austin, Texas. And also we're going to have joining us is Rochelle Coco Soul Walker guesting in, as well as Tom Papa Ray. Papa Ray is also going to be spinning some vinyl. And then we got a show April 6th at the Heavy Anchor. And then we're going down to South by Southwest, but that's prior to the Heavy Anchor gig. We're going by there, down there in the middle of March. We got some really fun gigs, but one special fun gig that we're doing is because we have contacts there and been playing there for so long, we got the Carousel Lounge on Friday of South By, which I think is March 15th, and we're doing a St. Louis showcase.
Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Brothers Lazaroff and Thelonious Kryptonite at Red Pill Entertainment. This is Nick Garcia with Arch City Radio Hour.